Hi, this is Andrew Thorpe with another business networking tip. When you're in a conversation, when you're out networking, it's great to be helpful. It's great to be able to offer some advice or some information to people who clearly need some assistance. But the trouble is that you can overdo it. You can be a little bit overly pushy and insistent that you know it all and you know their business better than they do, and that can backfire. So, you know, occasionally you'll come across people who say, oh, you must do this. Oh, you know, you don't want to be doing that. No. You must go along to this guy. He's brilliant. Yeah. No. Don't waste your time going there. You must go to this guy. He's fantastic. Brilliant. He does this. He does that. And you think, oh, hang on a minute. You don't know enough yet about me or my business. So I think in that situation, you can convey a negative impression by being overly insistent, by being overly, knowledgeable in the sense of being a know-it-all. So take your time, just allow the person you're speaking to a little bit of space to explain who they are, what they do, what issues they're facing, and tease things out of them a little bit, and maybe make gentle suggestions of things that, you know, you found helpful, where they've maybe helped you overcome a difficulty, or you've been very happy with, you know, with somebody that you've dealt with. And they may take the bait. They may say, well, you know, it's interesting. Do you have that guy's number? Or do you know where I can find that woman? She sounds really helpful. And I think that's a much better way of going about, being helpful. So don't be overly insistent on throwing help and advice at people before they're ready to take it. Be a little bit more sensitive to their needs, to their interests, and give them time and space and sort of tease things out of them and suggest things at the appropriate moment and in the appropriate way. So I hope that helps, and I wish you every success with your networking and more tips to come.